So then when you finish your college work, you go to work for a company?
Yes. There were several different interviews that I had. Some I decided I really wouldn't pursue. I wanted an experience where you had more to do. There were opportunities in some of the larger companies like Continental Oil or some of those companies that were on campus recruiting. But I was advised that with those jobs, you may be limited in where you could go, how you could expand on your knowledge. With an accountant job, you may be placed in one area, say an accounts payable, and you may be coding bills all day. Whereas if you go to work for a smaller company, you get to do all the things, perhaps, that you've learned, and you get to expand on your knowledge. I interviewed for one cost accounting job, and I interviewed for one that was more of a full charge, in fact, office manager job, which included accounting, and went to work at Duncan for a company called American Plating Company. Actually, it was more than just that company that I took care of. The individual who owned that company had several other businesses that he ran. He just sold his public accounting practice, so the business was set up much like a public accounting firm who did write-up work for different businesses. I learned that, and it's benefited me all my career. All the different challenges, the different things that you have to do, everything from preparing tax returns to doing bookkeeping and invoicing, accounts payable, all the things that you do as an accountant. And it was very, very good experience that I gained. The individual who owned the company had a business in Houston and was spending a lot of time back and forth to Houston. So after I'd been there a couple of years, he made the decision that he needed to move his home office from Duncan to Houston. And I didn't really want to go to Houston. He offered to bring me down there and let me take care of the office down there. And I also had an opportunity from the former partner who was still running the public accounting firm to be a partner in that firm. I didn't want to go to Houston. I had a small child at that time. He was born when I graduated East Central in 1972. I felt like I needed to stay closer to family, so I didn't move to Houston. And I did look for employment in Oklahoma City, and I went to work for a company there called Little Giant Corporation. It was a great experience there, too. They did a lot of international sales. I learned about foreign exchange and that sort of thing in that job. It was much like a chief accountant job. You were exposed to a lot of different things, everything from the actual keeping of the general ledger to the sales and keeping all the bank accounts and that sort of thing.
So now then, you must be getting close to your first association with the Chickasaw Nation.
Yes, I was. I wanted to go to work for the Chickasaw Nation from the time that I knew that there were any jobs. When I was at Murray College, for instance, when I graduated there, the Chickasaw Nation was just beginning to offer employment. They only had one job. It was called a community health representative. I did apply and changed my mind and thought, well, I need to go on and finish my degree, get my bachelor's degree. But I had this yearning to have a connection with and be part of the Chickasaw Nation. When I graduated East Central, I checked. I kept trying to find out if there were any jobs with the Chickasaw Nation, but there wasn't one for me. That's when I went ahead and moved to Duncan.